Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, Maine's news, talk, and information station, VOM.
The Newsmakers Hour on Maine's Morning News is brought to you by Russell Johnson Beaupain. Attorneys, 942-7110, rjb.law.
Informer Influence headlines from, in this case, around New England that are all pointing to Maine. And indeed, the text message came into us from a friend of the program, Jim Baines of the Libertarian Party here in the state of Maine. Hank Scoop writing to us, WBUR is indeed a radio station, Boston University. He says, I think it's a public station, not a campus radio station.
One of three NPR stations in Massachusetts.
Oh, NPR.
Yeah.
Someday we need to broadcast in our NPR voice with our NPR names.
No one would want to hear that.
I'm Petty Pinstripe, and if you know, you know. Informer Influence. The first comes from WBUR. Paul, would you read this for us?
With Plattner out of Maine race, Maine Senate race, can an Alec? Okay, let me start over
one
here.
Holy crap. Take a deep breath. You're this close to vacation,
I know.
I feel you, buddy. I feel.
With Plattner out of Maine Senate race, can an Allagash logger take on Collins?
Two things jump out to me in this. First, they misspelled Allagash.
Yes. Okay, I was wondering, was that from the web?
That's them. I shared that as it was written. Well, it's radio. Spelling doesn't count on the radio, right?
God.
With Plattner out of Maine Senate race, can an Allagash logger take on Collins? Now, you would, that alone, yeah, Allagash logger, although there are those who tell us that Troy hasn't had a callus from, operating a chainsaw or swinging an axe and felling a tree in a long, long time. Same time, though, look what the Financial Times is sharing as a headline this morning.
This is fantastic.
Yep.
Can the Johnny Cash of the Allagash win the U.S. Senate for Democrats? Johnny Cash of the Allagash.
Well, at least the Financial Times
spelled it right.
They spelled Allagash correctly. Who named, this is what I want to know. I mean, remember the episode of Seinfeld where George wanted the nickname T-Bone and then someone else took it and he was like, no, I'm making that nickname for me. Who has heard of anyone describe Troy Jackson as the Johnny Cash of the Allagash?
I walked the line.
I've missed it.
I don't know. I love it, though.
Burn and Ring of Fire. I don't know. Maybe he's got Folsom Prison Blues. I don't know everything. In fact, I know nothing. But I have never in my 40 years of broadcasting, God, I'm old, 40 years of broadcasting, I've never heard anyone refer to Troy Jackson as the Johnny Cash of the Allagash. Is the party trying to give him a name?
They're trying to riz him up, it sounds like.
Is it?
Johnny Cash.
A dirty riz, though, but right now, The Times. One more, The Times.
Why left-wing Democrats insist on a Maine character to fight Trump.
Maine character? Okay, I agree with you on that one. Jackson is a character. Informer Influence. That's what people are saying about people and our state. You might be reading those headlines a little differently now that you've heard us analyze them here on Maine's Morning News.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.